60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Please join us on the phone at 844-967-2789. Crudy, Raw story talking about Steve Bannon here. Just a couple of paragraphs.
Steve Bannon.
District Judge Carl Nichols told a jury at Bannon's contempt trial that claims of executive privilege by the former president Trump are irrelevant. With his Wednesday afternoon ruling, Nichols said that Bannon's attorney could introduce recent correspondence with the J6 committee. Bannon said that he refused the committee's subpoena because Trump claimed to have executive privilege. The former Trump advisor changed course in recent weeks and said he would be willing to testify. Nichols, the judge, instructed the jury that executive privilege and an offer to later cooperate were not legitimate defenses for contempt of Congress. A quote, Mr. Bannon's belief that questions around executive privilege excused him from complying with the subpoena are irrelevant in this case. In addition, whether or not in the future Mr. Bannon complies with the subpoena is irrelevant. So, good luck. Hey, you can introduce it, but the judge just told the jury what you're going to introduce, whether or not he believed he had executive privilege, whether or not he testifies in the future, all of that. Irrelevant to this contempt of Congress case.
Now, Peter Navarro prior was going to represent himself at trial, right? He's got a trial, apparently.
He's threatened to.
November 16th. Is he going to use the Bannon defense? Because it seems to be crumbling. You know what I'm saying?
No, you better hire some pretty good effing lawyers. You know what I mean?
Tom, you know, before we wrap up this big hour, and you've still got time for a phone call here at 844-967-2789, I want to tell you about a guy who had another guy arrested so he could continue having an affair with that guy's wife.
Come on.
And he's a Republican. Go figure. South Carolina real estate developer accused a Republican congressman of abusing his power to continue an affair with his estranged wife. Rep. William Timmons. This is a congressman, one of the 435, you know, like a Louis Gohmert sort. William Timmons, Republican from South Carolina, recently went on a conservative talk radio show to address claims by developer Ron Rallis, who said the lawmaker influenced police and judges to have him arrested and jailed on a kidnapping charge to further an affair with his estranged wife, socialite Paula Dyer. That's a mouthful, Dom. Here's a comment. My wife and I do not comment on our personal lives because they're private, and they should remain that way. Now, he was on 106.3, The Words, The Tara Show. Words, W-O-R-D. That said, we are experiencing challenges. We're going through a difficult time. I regret anything I've ever done to let her down. I've let my wife down, but, you know, I didn't cheat on her or try to have another guy arrested so I can continue cheating on her with the other guy's wife. Now, Rallis posted on Instagram. Rallis is the accuser, the real estate developer, accusing the congressman of, you know, stumping his wife. Rallis posted on Instagram that he spent months wearing an ankle monitor. It was separated from his young daughter before the charge was expunged, but Timmons denied the developer's claims and rejected allegations about sex parties. Was Madison Cawthorn invited? Are these the cocaine-fueled sex parties Woo-hoo! We've been hearing about? Timmons tells, is this a different radio show? 94.5's Morning Answer Show. This has been a distraction. I apologize. My personal life is being made into a distraction, but we're focused. We're going to stay focused, and we're going to keep America first, and we're going to do everything we can to get this country back on track. Setting aside the whole, you know, America first, and, you know, probably wants to overturn the last election, but I read on. Timmons, who drew Donald Trump's endorsement in his June 14th GOP primary, of course Trump endorsed him, you know, is an attorney and the owner of the Swamp Rabbit CrossFit Gym at Unity Park, and he would continue his campaign for a third term after avoiding a runoff against three Republican opponents, So what, he won the primary? Rallis has offered to pay anyone who can provide compromising photos of Timmons, who said he would not sue a gossip blog in Columbia that first publicized the allegations against the GOP candidate who campaigns on conservative family values. Yes, conservative family values.
What, hypocrisy within the ranks of the MAGA? It's shocking, I tell you. Shocking.
Remember, who's the guy that worked for Trump? Jason Miller, right? Had the ginormous round head. I mean, the guy grew a Fu Man. And I know I have a Fu Man. You know
what? And you got kind of a ginormous round head as well.
Well, come on, man. I got jawline. That guy was all like head. And Jason Miller, if I recall, as the story was told, Jason Miller snuck a abortion pill into his mistress's drink outside of her knowledge or consent, trying to abort the pregnancy of the mistress. You know, the family values party, Tom.
Now, given the, you know, recent positions of many of the MAGAs and conservatives, wouldn't some people call that murder?
Oh, I would. At least in this context, you know, trying to use their vocabulary back against them. So, anyways, what do you think about trying to get another guy arrested?
Stump his wife. Sex parties and affairs and all that. So what? Who cares? But if you are an elected sitting congressperson and you are using that position to encourage and cajole police and prosecutors to go after, you know, anybody, regardless of the motivation, without cause, that is deeply disturbing. So, you know, the salacious part, you know me, man, I don't give a damn about that. You know, whatever gets you through the night, baby. But when you're using that, when you're calling the cops on someone and trumping up charges against them so you can, you know, get your way with their spouse, doesn't matter what your end result is. If you are using the law in that fashion, you are not fit to sit in Congress.
What's your wife doing later, Dom?
She's on her way to Mexico City right now, man. Her and her brother and Dalen are going to have a long weekend down there partying.
You sure it's her brother she went with?
I'm pretty sure. I saw
pictures. Not some Republican congressman.
You know,
from South Carolina?
If that's her jam, dude, knock yourself out. But I highly doubt it.
Well, I would hope she'd have better taste than that. But, you know, then
she got great taste. I mean, look at who she married.
Come on. You beat me to the punch.
See,
I should have
opened the door like
so
that.
Beaten around the bush. I hope she enjoys her time in Mexico. The lovely and talented Mrs. Selvia. Dom, does that mean you're free to party on Hawk's Deck on what? Coming up August 2nd, 2 weeks from yesterday. Another party.
What?
Partying at the county fair in Waukesha. That's tomorrow. You can join us there, giving away radios. And then giving away probably beers at the party. Beers on Dom. Everybody show up.
I got to win another court case, man.
We'll see. We'll see. We've got another one on the docket. Come back with us. Hour two, the happier happy hour. More of the Devil's Advocates. Always a political party. I feel like I already started.
Dave Bennett.
Get a great effing criminal defense lawyer. You're going to need it.
Yeah.